Chapter 47. Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east. And the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar. And he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, water reaching the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, water reaching the loins. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen, enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me back to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river, there were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said to me, These waters go out toward the eastern region, and go down into the Arabah. Then they go toward the sea, being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh. And it will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live. And there will be very many fish, for these waters go there, and the others become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes. And it will come about that fishermen will stand beside it, from Engedi to Eglaim. There will be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish will be according to their kinds, like the fish of the great sea, very many. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. And by the river on its bank, on one side and on the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. And their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. Thus says the Lord God, This shall be the boundary by which you shall divide the land for an inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions. And you shall divide it for an inheritance, each one equally with the other. For I swore to give it to your forefathers, and this land shall fall to you as an inheritance. And this shall be the boundary of the land. On the north side from the great sea, by the way of Hethlon, to the entrance of Zedad, Hamath, Berotha, Sibraim, which is between the border of Damascus, and the border of Hamath, Hazer-Hadakon, which is by the border of Hauran. And the boundary shall extend from the sea to Hazer-Enan, at the border of Damascus, and on the north, toward the north, is the border of Hamath. This is the north side. And the east side, from between Hauran, Damascus, Gilead, and the land of Israel, shall be the Jordan. From the north border to the eastern sea you shall measure. This is the east side. And the south side, toward the south, shall extend from Tamar as far as the waters of Meribeth Kadesh, to the brook of Egypt, and to the great sea. This is the south side, toward the south. And the west side shall be the great sea, from the south border to a point opposite Lebo Hamath. This is the west side. So you shall divide this land among yourselves, according to the tribes of Israel. And it will come about that you shall divide it by lot for an inheritance among yourselves, and among the aliens who stay in your midst, who bring forth sons in your midst. And they shall be to you as the native born among the sons of Israel. They shall be allotted an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it will come about that in the tribe with which the alien stays, there you shall give him his inheritance, declares the Lord God.